Mishnah. The Yomer Rav Yechanan, Rushanach Agabi Mashu. Our Mishnah says if you threw it outside the Aldamis, and then it came back in Yechayiv. So Gemara asked the Kasha, Holai Nach. Rav Yechanan said, what are we talking about? It was Munach Agabi Mashu. So the Havminer is, what does Mashu mean? And Mamas landed on the ground. So you see, according to Rav Yechanan, it's not enough that it goes within Gimel Tvachim. It has to Mamas land Mamas. Or Malay, there's no Chilik. Or Malay, there's no Raya from the Mishnah. Mizgalgul Kamrit. The Mishnah is talking about what's rolling back and forth. Mizgalgul ain't Seif Lenuach. Avad, when you throw the ball away from you, and the wind takes it back, it's not Oymet to land there. So Avad, there, even as Vatech Gimon, it's not considered Kamunach Domin. Because it's not Oymet to land there. It's going to roll back to you. Aval Hai, where is Rav's Chiddish? Going to Seif Lenuach. Rav is saying a tremendous chiddush. Even in the case where you're taking a chayfetz, a cup, and you throw a davamus which is rabin, and it's landing now, and you know it's going to land there. The shaila is, before it landed, it's within gimel tfacha from the ground, that's called kolavadomi. Do we look as if it landed already, or it didn't land already? That's a nuchish. Maybe there we say it landed already. Since it's soifoy to land here, so when it gets within gimel tfachim, as if it landed already. Our mishnah is talking about you throw the ball, and the wind right away throws it back to you. So it's not aimed to rest there. So there, pshita, you're not going to be chayiv unless the mamash either stood still for a second, or else the mamash landed like Agabi Mashu. But here, Rav is saying a chiddush. When the cup is coming down, it's going to stay still here. It's not called halacha until the mamash reaches the ground. Nafkamina is, if right before it reaches the ground, you remember today is Shabbos, the malacha was not done kula b'shoigeh, you'll be potter for the korban. So this thing you have in the right from our Mishnah. So that's Rav's Chiddush, and you don't see it from our Mishnah. That's what I'm saying. Mizgalgul karmit, mizgalgul ain't seif l'nuach. Aval ahai, the Rav's Chiddush, kiv would just seif l'nuach. Af agav the loy nach command the nach domi, maybe since it's aimed to land. So when it comes within gimel tfachim of the ground, let's say it's attached to the ground, with a din lovin, it's as if it landed already, and even if you remember the next second it's Shabbos, still you b'chayiv a korban, k'mashmula no, the malacha is not finished until the ma'aseh reaches the ground. Lay out Rav, that's why we hold halacha like Rav.
What about a boomerang?
What?
A boomerang is a thing that you throw out and it comes back to where it was. In other words, the whole meaning of it is...
Yeah, that need nothing. You put them. Yeah, that's mutter. You put them. Didn't do anything. Some say that's the eighth, that's the best place they say to do it. Moshe, if you really have something in your pocket and you realize in the middle of the street, you realize you're walking with something. So if you didn't stop, you didn't make any halacha, the best place is to walk back to your house. It's the same with Shusha Yochid. That's called you didn't do anything. You didn't make a cue, you didn't make a halacha. You picked it up from a Shusha Yochid, walked outside and walked back in. Some sheet is always even mutter mechil to do it. That you gotta take up a chayfas and walk outside and walk back in again. You didn't do anything. You didn't make an akira and nothing. You didn't go to another shul. That's considered like nothing. So about the mechil, you should do it. But if you walked outside already, that's the best place. That's called nothing. Yeah, that's for halacha. That's all. For other halachas, they didn't love it. But Rav is saying for halacha of halacha by Shabbos, halacha can't help you. You need a mitzvah to halacha. So the Mishnah. Hazerik piyam arbam is potter. The yam itself is only called the Carmelis, and the derais sits and it's a makam tur. You put if you throw the davams in the yam. Im ho yirakak mayim, you had a puddle in the middle of Rishus Rabin. Rishus Rabin mahaleches boy, and the Rabin walks through the puddle of water. It is hazerik l'teicher dal damis chayit. The puddle of water still has the shame Rishus Rabin. If you throw davams through the puddle of water, still you chayit. Fakamu rakak mayim. How deep is the puddle still considered part of Rishus Rabin? Pachus miyasor, it has to be less than yutfachim deep. As if the puddle goes down yutfachim deep, that's not called Rishus Rabin anymore. Tfachim. Now again the Mishnah says, Rekak mayim, you have a puddle of water. Rishus Rabin aleches boy, and the Rabin goes through the puddle of water. So the Mishnah says it two times the same Chiddush. If you throw something and lands in the puddle of water, when you throw through the puddle, dal damis, you chayiv, that's still a Rishus Rabin. So the Maramala Yehum Rabbon the Rovam. Bishlei Mehillah Chiluk Trei Zimna. Why does the Mishnah say two times that the Rabbin walked through a puddle and still called the Rishus Rabin there? Hokamashma, it's a Chiddush. That what? Hiluk Adayat Chak Shmei Hiluk. Even though it's not so Gishmak to walk through a puddle of water, but that's still called Rishus Rabin. Since Adayat Chak, if you have to, you walk through it, it doesn't take away the shame of Rishus Rabin. That's a Chiddush. When we medayik, hiluch is called a hiluch. Of a tashmash, they had chak, loishme tashmash. Let's say to Shalom, people don't want to use it all together. it's not such an easy, useful place, that wouldn't make a Rishus Rabin. The Moshe Rashi says, let's say you have a bore that's Yutvachim deep. In the middle of Rishus Rabin, you have a bore that's Yutvachim deep. Nine Tvachim deep. So it's not a Rishus Yochim. You have a ditch that's only nine Tvachim deep. It's not a Rishus Yochim, it's not Yutvachim deep. Is that called Rishus Rabin or not? One Svar is yes, because the Rabin use it. Even though it's so deep down, nine tvachim, it's pretty hard to lower it down and to pick it up. But I have that chak, if you're stuck, you want to put something down. You don't want to leave in the middle of the street, you're afraid people will step on it. So you put it in the bor. That's called the tashmash adayat chak. Is that bor considered Rishus Rabim or not? The chiddush from our Mishnah is no, it's not called Rishus Rabim. Since you only use that bor adayat chak, it's too deep to put things down, that doesn't get a shame Rishus Rabim. Only a hiluch, where people hear the ma'isa walking through this puddle. So even though you don't walk through Sogei Shmak or something, Adayat Chak, it's still considered a Rishus Rabin. But a Tashmish, like a Bor, you want to consider this Bor Rishus Rabin? That no. Since the Rabin don't use this Bor, it's deep. It's not called Rishus Rabin. That's the Deek of the Mishnah. Only a Hiluch do we say it's considered a Rishus Rabin. But if the Makim is only used, Adayat Chak, that use doesn't give it a Shchivus of Rishus Rabin. So the Mori Eller Rakak trays in the Lomeli. Why does the Mishnah have to say there's a puddle of water two times? Let the Mishnah say something else. You walk through some mud, you walk through some dirt. Why does it got to say a puddle of water twice? What's the chiddush of a puddle of water? So the Mori Chiddush is Chad Yemay Secham. We're talking about the summer. Chad Yemay Secham. We're talking about the winter. Utzricha, both are chiddushim. The Tanachalik only say what in one case have a mina. Hani Mili Yemay Secham. Only in the summertime, then it's a derech for the rabbin to walk through the puddle. Why? The avid the inshin the maskil yakur in ashayil. It's nice and hot outside. You don't mind walking through a puddle of water. You cool off a little bit. So in the summer, I'll take the derech to walk through the puddle of water. I will be my section, but in the winter, light, it's cold outside. You don't want to go through the water. It's enough rain already. So maybe that's not called the hilach. That wouldn't be called rishus rabbin. Kamash will know. Even in the winter, even though there's a puddle of water there. Still, since the rabbin walks through it sometimes, it's still considered Rishus Rabin. The Yashmini Moshe Shem, who would just say in the wintertime, I would think, Kiva the mitzvah, without you dirty anyway, and there's some in the winter, there's mud on the floor, there's dirt there, so you're dirty anyway, la yichbislu. You don't care if you go into the puddle of water. Maybe the other rabbin's belly, you clean your shoes off then. I would be Moshe Shem, but in the summertime, you look tip-top. You don't get dirty from mud, so a guy doesn't want to go into a puddle of water. So maybe if there's a puddle of water in Rishus Rabin, that puddle doesn't have a shame Rishus Rabin. Kamash from the Mishnah two times, no, both times it still has a shame Rishus Rabin. Because the fourth hiluch adayat chak shemay hiluch. Avayu wami itzuch and did not the chiddush. Sankot adachaminuch hamimili heichad lehevi daladamis. Only if the puddle of water is not daladamis wide. Av heichad lehevi daladamis. Once the puddle is so long. That Dal Dam is long, I was thinking of Svarim, Akufi Makfile. Nobody's going to be sugar to walk through the water. You might as well go around the side and walk around it. As if it's a small, only 2 amas of water, it's not good for you to walk all the way along the side, you walk through it. But when it's so long of Dal Dam is of water, then the devil should be to surround it, go around it. So, Mela, the water should not have a shame of Shus Rabin, because the Rabin don't walk through it. Kamashpun knows, still we say it for Shus Rabin. We don't say the svara since you walk around it. No, sometimes you walk through the water. It's still considered Rishus Rabin. The Vashi Yomar Itzrich, another chiddush. Sakud that the chiminich I will hold. Hani Milihecha the heavy dal was only 4 tvachim. Four tvachim. Avol heichad loy heavy arba. But when it's not 4 tvachim faker, mifse psile. Everybody skips over the water. Nobody walks into the water. So that water shouldn't have a shame Rishus Rabin. If it's Dalat Tvachim, you can't jump over it. So since you can't jump over it, then it's not kedai to walk all the way around the side. You walk through it. So then it's called Rishus Rabin. But if it's less than Dalat Tvachim, I would think everybody jumps over it. Nobody walks through it. So that doesn't give a shame Rishus Rabin. The Rabin doesn't use this Mokim. So that one Mokim won't be Rishus Rabin. Now, if you mean if you throw the Chayfetz, 4 amas. So it goes, part of this, like 3 tvachim here is from Yudal Damas. So these 3 tvachim are not called Rishus Rabin, you won't be chayiv. Kamashma, no. Even these 3 tvachim of the water is considered a Rishus Rabin, and if you throw Dal Damas with these 3 tvachim, you chayiv. The Maraviyot Rabash Latami, the Yom Rabashi, Chayman de Zorak Venacha Gudu de Gamla. Somebody throws something from Rishus Rabin, and it lands on the part of the bridge, Agudu de Gamla. Rashi says, "Agudu the gamlo al daf shebegesher on a plank of the bridge." Hamutul roichiv hagesher that's going across the width of the gesher kishar hadafin or muvdo machaber, it's separated from its chaver. So usually people skip over this plank, like you're walking along, you have like a little beam sticking up. So when you walk over, usually most people skip over it. So the chur, maybe it's not called rishus rabim. The zark v'nach agud and the chayfet lands in this plank that's sticking up is mechayiv. Zok Ravashi still yechayiv. Why? Shere rabim boikim boik, because people still walk through it. Even though most times people skip over it, but about sometimes you step on it, still called Rishus Rabim. Who was in the water also? Even though most times it was a small puddle of water, you don't pull step in it, you try and skip over it. About sometimes you miss and go inside it, it's still called Rishus Rabim. So the Mishnah. Hazerek minayam liyabosha. You throw from the yam a carmelis onto the yabosha Rishus Rabim. We also mean yabosha liyam. You're potter. Because from a carmelis, Rishus Rabim, you're potter. Or minayam l'svina, you throw from the yam which is a carmelis into a svina which is a rishus yochin, also your potter. Or minasvina l'yam, you throw from the svina the boat that's a rishus yochin into the yam, into the ocean, it's a carmelis, it's also your potter midraisa. Or minasvina l'chaver at the potter, you throw from one svina to another svina, from rishus yochin to another rishus yochin, your potter midraisa. It's only also midrabonu. Svinas dog shuroi zuvizu. Let's say you have two ships that are tied together. Then metalklam izuvizu. Then you have metchila ladder carry from one ship to another ship. Blas like one rishus. Shash metalklam zuvizu. We can borrow a parch pshita. Gemara has a kasha pshita. It's like one rishus a yochid. Now svinas shuroi zuvizu. Metalklam zuvizu. Im einan shuris. But let's say the svinas are not tied together. Afa pisha makofis, even though they have mechitas going around both of them, still ain metatle mizuluzu. You can't carry them from one ship to the other ship. It's only mutter to carry if the ships are tied up. If they're not tied up, it's awesome. The drasha shemakofis means smucha zuluzu, even though they're very close to one another. Kamoi ain makifus say chavis. It doesn't mean have mechitas around. Just means even though two ships are close together, still ain metatle mizuluzu. Why? The mehafs the carmelis mifreshum adodi. Because since they're not tied together, we look as if the little water in between divides it up. We're talking about two different people owning the two different ships. By the erev metatlem zuzu. We're talking about you have erev chaseris. If I have two rishus ayochid, you want to carry one to the other, make an erev chaseris. Hilkach, if they're not tied up, but they're separated a little bit, or mystical carmelis, both the erev. Since there's a carmelis in between, you can't make an error. You can't make an error to your next door neighbor if there's a carmelis in between. Across the street, you can't make an error. An error only has to the two rishuyas, the mamas together, it's one like real rishus yachim. But here, if the srinis, if they're tied together, it's considered like one. If they're separated, though, then it applies like separate. Stop here. Somebody throws from the yam onto the yabosha, that's from a carmelis to the yabosha, which could be Rishus Rabim. Or min yabosha liyam, rose from the Rishus Rabim to the yam. Or min ayam lesvina, from the yam that's a carmelis to a svina, that's Rishus Yochid. Or min asvina liyam, from Rishus Yochid to the yam, from a ship to the yam. Or min asvina lechaverta, if you throw from one svina, that's one Rishus Yochid, to another Rishus HaYochid is a Lacha Potter. All these cases are Potter. Because you didn't throw from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus Rabin. That's why you Potter. Svinois Kshurai Zubzu. You have two Svinas tied up one to the other. Is a Lacha then Metaltlan Mizuluzu. You let it carry from one to the other, you let it carry. And the Chiddush we'll see in the Gemara is that even though both are Rishus HaYochid, they belong to two different people, but you made an Erev together, like an Erev Chatzeris. If you made an Erev together, you let them carry from one to the other. The chiddush is it has to be tied up together, and we're not afraid to untie by itself. Are the main kshuris that they're not tied up the two svinas is afa pisha makafis, even though they're close together, and you made an error, still a metalkle mizuluzu. The error doesn't know, and since they're not tied together, they're like a hefstik, the yam in between. That's a carmelis, and error chaserah doesn't help if you have a carmelis in between. A ruva chaserah only helps to be carrying from one rishus yachid straight to the next rishus yachid. But here the ships are not tied, there's a hefsig of the yam in between, it's also to carry from one ship to the other ship. So the Gemara, Itma, Svina. Somebody's on the Svina, on the ship, in the middle of the yam. Rafuna Rama Moitzian Hemenu Ziz Kolshu. The shallow is, how do you schlep up the water from the yam into the Svina? You want a heter. Now, Stamuz, it's awesome with the Rabbonim, because the Svina is a Rishus HaYochid. What? A Svina is a Rishus HaYochid. And the yam is the Carmelis. So you're not allowed to carry from a Carmelis to Rishus HaYochid with the Rabbonim. With the Rabbonim, the Carmelis has a din like a Rishus Rabbim. You can't carry from a Carmelis to Rishus HaYochid. So Stamuz, you can't schlep the water from the yam into the ship. How is the Yetzer? Rafuna Rama Moitzian Emenu Ziz Kolshu. Take out like a piece of wood Kolshu. Umamala. And through the middle of the piece of wood, you could schlep up the water. Look at Rashi. Svina hamaforish besvina bayam. A svina ship that's going in the yam and the Carmelis. Is moitzi ziz kolshu. Midoifne asvina. Stick out like a plank, a piece of wood, sticking out from the sides of the ship. Al hamayim onto the water. Leheke biyam, just to make heke kimaforish biyozum. But the kitzri is saying really it's mutter to carry the water into the ship. Just to make a little hecker is stick out a little piece of wood and like then throw your pail with the rope over this piece of wood and then slap off the water. Just make a little hecker. That's what's mutter. Rav Chizda v'Rav Barafuner Amri. No, it's not mutter. Stamazoi. No, oisem mokum arba. You have to mamish take a piece of wood that's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. Umamala. And in the middle of this piece of wood, make a hole like and pick up the water through the piece of wood. So Drashi Mamalo, Min Hayam Umachnis Lasvina. Mokum Arba, the Drashi Chalal Dalid Mokum Mechitis. It means you have a hole that has at least 4 by 4 tefachim. Now on the sides there are mechitis coming down, Kitanis. You have a little, at least small mechitis coming down. So like it's a piece of like a four cornered piece of wood, a piece of wood on four sides, and the middle is hollow. But on the sides the mechitis come down a little bit. That's what you have to make there. Right, you stick out a piece of wood from the side of the ship, and at the end of the piece of wood, you have to have another halal of 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, that the opening is, in the middle it's open, but on the side is going down mechitzis. So you say, good astik mechitzis, on all sides of this piece of wood, there's little mechitzis coming down here, here, here. So you say, good astik, all these mechitzis go down to the ground. So obliged now that underneath this is the Rishus HaYochid. And you're throwing your pail down the hole that goes into Rishus HaYochid. You schlep up the water and bring it into the Svina, so it's from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid. It says to Mokum Abba Mamala. Zemar, Rafuna Rama Moitzi Emenu Ziz Kol Shu. Rafuna says no. Really, it's smut to take the water from the yam into the ship. You just have to make a heker. Stick out a little piece of wood, kol shu, and schlep up the water through that piece of wood. Umamala, what's the svara? Kisovar karmelis me'ar yomashchina. We hold, where does the karmelis start in the yam? It starts from the bottom of the water, not on top, but it starts from the ground. The ground of the yam is where the karmelis starts from. Mel of the avir makam tur. It only goes up 10 tefachim. So mice, when you're in the middle of the yam, avadah is more than 10 tefachim from the top of the water to the bottom of the ground. So the caramel starts on the bottom of the ground. Therefore, the water on top is like a mokum p'tur. So mikra adin, you're allowed to take the water from the yam into the ship, because it's a mokum p'tur into Rishus HaYochid. Nor a heck of yam, or just stick out first a piece of wood, and then throw the rope over the piece of wood. So the avira mokum p'tur. Over din hu, really, hu diziz namelo liboy. You don't even need any hecker. It's enough to schlep the water from the yam into the ship. Because the water on top of the yam is a mokum tur. Eliki hechad lehevele hekera. People shouldn't make mistakes and think that the yam is a karmelis. If they'll see it carrying direct from the yam into the ship, they'll think it can carry from a karmelis to a Rishus HaYochid. So you need a little heker. Put out a piece of wood there to make a little heker. So drashi karmelis me'ar yomashchinin. Means yud shel avir. She'nos nur chachomim liyis the karmelis k'dermina perakama. V'tay sefesad yud. That a karmelis is like the Rishus HaRabim, only goes up yutzvachim. More than yutzvachim is called a mokum p'tur. Where do you start counting the yam? Where does the karmelis start from? Mikakoyes hayam, from the ground, the floor of the yam, mashkin it starts lu. The aviru shulamalam yud, any air that's more than 10 tefachim off the ground of the yam, blies the mokum p'tur. The afilu hein mayim, heavy mokum p'tur. Hilkach patera kashok lechatchila. Therefore, if you have a ship going in the middle of the yam, ship that's more than 10 tefachim deep the water, so the top water is a makam ptur, mikra din, you'll have to take matchila from the water onto the ship. So just one level of hekera is the trash of the kamlis gemura. People shouldn't come make mistakes and think, if you're carrying from the yam, maybe they'll carry from a kamlis gemura, and that's also. So you have this heker. That's pshat in Rafuna. Rav Chizda v'Rabba bar Rafuna Amri oise mokam abo. No, they hold you're not a heker. Your mamash has to make it into a shus yochid. You stick out over the ship a nice piece of wood that's hollowed out, but it's 4x4 tefachim, and on all four sides its mechitzas are coming down. Umamala. Why? Because Savri, Carmel is misvas maya mashkinim. Where do we consider the ground of the Carmelis by the yam, the top of the water? It's from the top of the water that has a Shem Carmelis. So Melo, maya arya smichta, that the water and the ground is considered like one smichta. So Melo, we consider the ground of the yam, the top of the water. Yeah. So Melo, if you're carrying water from the top of the yam, that's mamash a Carmelis. If you would not make the Secha Timsa, will soon be Mazbam, but you don't use this piece of wood that's 4x4 tefachim, that has mechitzas coming down, you'll be schlepping up the water from the top of the yam, which is a karmelis according to Rabbi Chizda, because we consider the water on the ground like attached. So the karmelis first starts from the top of the water, it goes up yutfachim, so the water is a karmelis, you're not allowed to carry from the karmelis to Rishos Yochid. So the Eitzri is to make the water into a Shusha Yochid. So Drashi Arya Smichtihi. V'chol ha-mayim Karmelis. Said, Mela, all the water is called the Karmelis. It's Smichim, it's Ovid like thick. So the Hefter is, we're saying now, you have this piece of wood sticking out, so since it has four mechitzas, even though there are only a mashu coming down, we say a swar of good asik. We say the little mechitzas now continue on to go straight down. So Mela Blai is like in this mokim, you have four mechitzas coming down to the ground, to the water. So if you're going to put your pail down through the hole here and schlep up the water, it has a din Rishus HaYochid. Because this hole here makes straight down the Rishus HaYochid. So you're schlepping up the water from Rishus HaYochid into the ship. That's what's mutter. We'll see a sugi later. These mechitzas are really not good mechitzas. Because there's avir in between and you can walk through it. It's called Gedi and Boikenbor. We'll soon see. But for Mayim, the Rabbanim will make them. Like, since there's no other way to schlep the water up, the Rabbanim gave the kula. And if you have little mechitzas coming down, we say good asik, and they consider as if they come down to the water. So now this part of the water right here is surrounded by four mechitzas. It gives it a shame, Rishus HaYochid. Therefore, you can schlep the water up from here into your ship.
What is the, he takes on the wood? What is the wood is a Rishus
HaYochid? Yeah. That's what we're saying now.
The difference, the skin is also Rishus HaYochid.
So that's the heter. That's why it's mutter. You can't take from the yam. The yam is a karmelis.
Is allowed.
Yes, sir.
What do you think?
Without the wood, you're taking from a karmelis to a Rishus HaYochid. That's awesome. Listen. No. Listen. Without, you don't have any wood, then the karmelis, the yam is a karmelis. You're not allowed to take water from a karmelis to the ship with the Rishus HaYochid. So what's the heter? You have to make the yam a Rishus HaYochid. Then you're taking from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid. Is the Rishus HaYochid? How do you do it if you have mechitas up on the ground? And we say good after these mechitas come down, so this part of the yam right now has mechitas around it. So it's called the Rishus HaYochid. Then you carry from this Rishus HaYochid to the Svina. Yeah. Omalei Rav Nachman Barabba Baravua. He says no, it's enough just to make a heck of yama. And what's the hezber? Because we said the karmelis starts from the ground of the yam. So the top water, since it's more than yutfachim up, it's a mokim tur. Hey, sometimes the big ship goes in shallow water, and from the ground to the top of the water, there's less than yutfachim. So in such a case, you're going to schlep the water up, so there the water is a karmelis. So it should be us according to Rav Huna. It's true, if the ship is in the middle of the yam, and the ground is very far down, so the top water is a makom ptur. But if you let the ship go, mamash near the shore, so with the front of the ship, there's not going to be yud tefachim down. So that top water is from a karmelis. So how does Rav Huna matter all over to take water from the yam into the ship? Sometimes that yam will be called a karmelis also. We're talking about a svina. Svina means a big ship. A big ship can't travel unless the water is at least yutfachim deep. If the water is so shallow, the ship can't get there. True, the ikka part of the ship can't get there. But the front of the ship, the way a ship goes, it goes down, then the front comes up. So the front part of the ship, the point, like goes way in front, and there it can go into shallow water. The main part of the ship sinks in, can't go into shallow water. But let's be afraid sometimes you can schlep up water from the front of the ship. Now the front of the ship usually comes up like, and there it's very low, the water. The water could be less than yutfachim deep. And still, he'll schlep up the water from a camelus. It should be us according to Ahuna. And for the Gemara, Rav Safra, Kishusha Azli Kamor. A ship usually has like sticks sticking out in front of it that you have pointed down in the water to know how shallow the water is. Because you never want the ship to get near shallow water, you're afraid it'll get stuck here. So maybe even though the front of the ship could go into water less than your tzvachim, but you check it out before and you have these gashushes, like two sticks in front of the ship, always making sure you're not hitting shallow water. So maybe the quantity of huna on a big ship, we're never afraid they'll come into shallow water that there's less than 10 tzvachim from the water to the ground. Omalei Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, Rav Chiya Baravin. The Rav Chizdu, the Rav Barafuna, the Yamri, they say, really the top part of the water is called the Kamlis. Because the Kamlis of the Yam starts at the top of the water. So what's the head that it carries from a Kamlis to the Svino? Is Oisin Mokim Abu or Memali. You make this Mokim Dalad or Dalad, and you slap up the water through that hole, it's called Rishas Yochid. Of a Shaifchen Edei Hechi Shadilu, but I'm on the ship to have to throw out the dirty water. How did they throw out the dirty water out of the ship? The Chura, according to Rav Chizdit, Shveh, you're throwing from a Svina or Shusa Yochid into the Yam, which is a Kamelis. So how could they throw the dirty water out of the ship? Maybe they had to throw it through this hole. Then again, take the pitcher and get it right into that hole and throw it down the hole. Because that hole makes the Mokum underneath it of a Shusa Yochid. So the Mokum is not a Stavra Misalei. It's not a Mokum like that because it's Mias. If you're going to throw the dirty water through there, it's not going to be nice to schlep up clean water that way. So tomorrow, so the Eitzer is the Shadjiloy adapt in the Svina. A Poshet Eitzer. You just throw the water down the side of the ship, and it drips down and goes into the Yam. So you're throwing it down the sides. For the Gemara, Leika Koichai. Good, you didn't throw it directly into the Yam. You didn't throw it into the Kamelis. You threw it onto the side of the ship. But throwing it on the side of the ship, it doesn't stay there. It drips right down into the Yam. That's called your Koichai. So Hura, from your Koichai, the water is going from the Svina to the Yam, which is a Kamelis. What's the heter? From the Gemara, Nuchidish, Koichai the Kamelis legozu. Where you're throwing something from Rishus Yachid into a Kamelis. If it's only Durch Koichai, the Rabbanan didn't make this zero. Durch Koichai didn't ask it. The bottom Rashi, Vika Koichai, need the Lezark Lehegi Liyam. You're not throwing the water directly into the Yam. You're throwing it onto the Svina, onto the sides of the ship. Of the Miyom, the Koichai and Boin Liyam. From your Koichai goes into the Yam. The Geza Teres, about this only awesome of the Rabbanan to throw from a Kamelis to a Rishus, from Rishus Yachid to a Kamelis. If it's only through Koichai, it's mutter. So the more minot taimer, how do I know this yisoid that koicha they didn't ask by a svina or by kamlis? The tanya svina ain metaltlin loy mitoicha liyam. You're not allowed to throw from a svina into the yam. Loy min a yam letoichoi. You can't throw from the yam into the svina. Either way, you can't do it. It's pashin because one's rishus yochid, one's a kamlis. You can't throw from a kamlis to rishus yochid to a kamlis. Rabbi Yehuda loy mit depends. Amuka.